Thank you for calling XBL. My name is Trey Mia. How may I assist?
So my name is Carolyn Choland, and I've been waiting for a delivery. It was supposed to be here between 12 and 2, and it's now 4 o'clock, and I've not heard a thing. I called a couple of hours ago. Someone said they texted the tech, but the tech did not respond, nor has that tech responded to me. So I'm wondering what's going on with my order. I've been waiting for 4 hours now.
Can I have that order number, please?
Well, I have the telephone number. It's 505-577-1919.
No, I'll need the order number for your order.
Oh, I don't have it right in front of me. I'd have to go through a bunch of texts to find it.
Okay, I can wait while you do
so. They didn't ask for this before. They just pulled it up by my phone number last time.
Is it with Best Buy or Home Depot?
Best Buy.
So I would need either the reference number, order number. Let's see, I can try to pull up by the phone number. 1 second.
Yep, thank you.
I would need that order number. I'm unable to do it by your phone.
Oh, that's weird because they did it before. Okay, hold on, and I'll scroll through these texts and try to get my order number. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, are you there?
I am.
Okay, I found it. It's BB for Best Buy, Y01-8066.
I'm sorry.
300.
Ma'am.
1293.
Ma'am.
Yes?
Yes, you're far away from the phone. I can hear, but I can hear clearly.
Okay, let me try again. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. BB as in Best Buy, Y01-8066-2200-1293.
Okay, I don't have an order with that number. Then I'm in trouble with your zip code. You said it was due for today?
Yeah, I got the confirmation text saying they were delivering today between 12 and 2.
Okay, one moment. I do apologize.
Okay.
I'm just going to try and look up the order another way because it's not popping up that way.
Okay. Will my last name help you?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let's see.
Okay.
What's your last name?
It's spelled T as in Tom, J as in Jack, O L A N D.
nothing to do. Let me try with the zip code. I'm sorry, I don't have anything with your last name either.
Okay. Zip code is 87505.
87505. Okay. Is it Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what's going on. Yes, you definitely had the time. It's correct. See what's going on, why they didn't come out.
Okay.
Okay. There's no number set for the tech. I'll have to send out an email and get this escalated.
Yeah, this is the second attempt, by the way. The first time they canceled at 4 o'clock in the afternoon without even informing me that they canceled it because they didn't have an installer on the truck. So this is their second attempt at this, and now it's already been 4 hours.
Okay, when did they first cancel it?
I believe it was April 12th was the first attempted shipment. Or delivery.
Okay. Definitely do apologize for that. I'm going to send this other mail over right now. And again, I do apologize. Let's see. Alrighty. I'm getting all this notated. Just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Again, as I stated, I do apologize for what's going on with your order.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Was this an installation?
Yeah.
Supposed to be done?
Yep.
What was the installation for?
Washer dryer combination, gas.
Again, it's notated. I'm still here with you. Did you receive a confirmation call from Best Buy on yesterday?
Yes, confirmation email, and then a text. It was either last night or this morning, I don't remember, where they said they reduced the window from 12 to 8 to 12 to 2.
Okay. And you only received a confirmation through email, or did you get a call as well?
Text.
Oh, so it was a confirmation text. You said 12 to 8, then changed to 12 to 2. Is that correct?
What?
Did you say the times were first from 12 to 8 and then changed to 12 to 2?
Yeah.
Okay, I have sent this email over, and I'm going to also, I sent over to let them know that they need to contact you as soon as possible, and I also will need you to contact the store as well, if possible.
I should be contacting the store?
Yes,
is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to contact them as well, let them know that I didn't have it. Had this order escalated.
But you're not even showing it as an order? You didn't find anything?
Yes, ma'am, I have it. It's not showing why they didn't show up. That's why I told you I was sending an email over to get this escalated, because they haven't shown up, and it's well after 2 o'clock.
Okay. Okay.
But
So I forgot to bring my actual copy of my order. That's why I didn't have the order number. Do you happen to have the phone number for the Albuquerque store so I can call the manager?
Yes, one moment. I'll get that for you.
I'm in my car waiting. I'm being installed in the rental unit, so I've been in my car waiting for 4 hours. I don't have my normal resources around me.
I'm sorry. Okay, the number you'll need is 866. 494-0101.
Well, that's the number I just called. You're not the store, right? You're the FCO.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, that's the number delivery. I just called when I got a hold of you.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's crazy. I'm having bear with me one moment. Okay. Okay, if you don't mind, I'm going to reach over here and ask this other agent. Is there another number that I can give you? Could you bear with me one moment while I put you on a brief mute? Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
So since it's over, I'm gonna let them contact you. Do you have your store's rep number? Or you can call 188 Best Buy. But I did notate that they reach out to you as well. So you'll contact the 188 Best Buy.
1-800 Best Buy.
1-888 Best Buy.
Oh, 888 Best Buy.
Yes, ma'am. And I just sent over another email to have them contact you as well if you don't receive a call before.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And I do apologize for the inconvenience.
Well, hopefully somebody will get back to me. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling the XPO. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.